Sin from Pesach Tivtes. Im Safik and Mubah Michutz B'Tchum. Also, just like we said, it's a Safik of something that was picked on Shabbos. It's also a Safik that was taken Chutz B'Tchum, even though it's a Rabbonon. But, it's a Safik that's a Matirim. It's a Rubik that's afraid to say that since it's a Safik and it's a Machlokes, whether a Chutz B'Tchum you have to wait at night the amount of time it takes to make Chutz B'Tchum. Therefore, one can rely on the more lenient opinions. So if something was brought from Chutz B'Tchum, one can eat it immediately after Shabbos. This holds in a small matter of Goy who is not a member of his town. If a Goy brings you fruit and you know he lives in town, there's no reason to assume he brought it out of town. From a bun, you have to know that it wasn't picked on Shabbos. When you sell the stuff that was brought from out of town, but you don't have to be choshish. But feel me, yesh, they need you to be shnei potem. Dechem me, and the toy chasum. Toy me, hakel, umbuta, lechel, la feel me, shahu, vabish. And such a guy, even though he has two houses, and one of them is out of the tchum, he stopped it, we say, and the stomach, he brought it from the one in the tchum. We have no real reason to make a stopping. We see the food is here now. Well, I assume it came from a faraway place. When a guy down from out of town came, then the default is they brought it from out of town. Sif Yud. Any Yud is a meal of magnet, hem to me, bowl, shul, shul, say, yochid. Shul, say, rabbin. A guy took water out of his well, and put, which is a shul, say, yochid, and brought it to the shul, say, rabbin. So, basically, he did a malacha. Muta, Yisrael, hasus, mehem, behemta. A Jew can use that water because it wasn't drawn for the Jew, it's drawn for the guy. The halacha says also if Jewish cotton draws water, if he draws it for an adult, then he can't use it till Bechdeshiyat and Motzei Shabbos. If he drew it for himself, then other Jews are allowed to be manned from it. Who she'ein ha'einu Yehudim ha'kiroi to let him never shem ha'yav v'shviroi. These type of things are the concern that the guy knows you and he will intentionally draw extra for you, even though he doesn't tell you, then you're not allowed to take, in this case, the water. You can't take the water from him, even though he drew for himself. So the type of thing that the guy, if he knows the Jew wants it, would draw more the first time around, so that he has for himself and also for the Jew, even though it was clear that this time the Jew only for himself, you're not allowed to be in it from him. And the immediately mayim the self embassy. So if the guy did it clearly for the Jewish animal, also b'chamin tashmish afilo Yisrael acher, that no Jew is allowed to be netted from this water because in malacha the raisa was done to bring it to them by the goy. And like we learned before, since the goy did it for a Jew, no Jew is allowed to use it till the amount of time Motzei Shabbos will take to draw it again. If the goy drew water from a Rishus Yochad and he took it to a Rishus Ram Dirabona, and then Mutal La'achel Shalomilu Vishviloi, since only Melacha Daron was done, the Rabbanon was done, and then another Jew is allowed to be nennet from it, as we saw before, by Chutzot Chum. Ramah says, Yish Mekidim, the Yoimim, Sha'af, Imhuva, Der Rishus Ram, and Zach Yisrael, Mutal La'odim Lishtais Mehem, of the Ersha Leilach Hashem, the Lishtais. Menatam, as a Chidish, the Kula. That since a Jew could have gone over there, and drank the water in the well, and not taking out Rishus Rabim. So basically, there was a way from getting into Heter. And therefore, even though the Goy that brought it to him, the Isser, that's not considered being Nene from Chil Shabbos, because he could have done it himself. That's by a person who water was brought to him to drink, and he could go into the well and drink. But the water is brought for his behemoth, and his behemoth cannot go into the well. The only way the behemoth gets the water is by being drawn from the well to Rishus Rabim, then he will not have this Heter. The bottom line is, we're saying a big chiddush here, Rukula, that in a case where a goy did a malach of a Jew, but a Jew had a way of getting the same result, beheta, according to this opinion, is permitted. We will continue this next time.